John 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Advent is here, begins on Sunday. And in our text, the Father announces, the Word is here, so that we may behold His glory. Perhaps the most striking thing about these three phrases in our text is their complete simplicity. The Father is announcing a breakthrough that transcends biology and cosmology. And yet, virtually every word is one syllable. In His great love, He's demonstrating that this is a gift for the smallest child, for the most uneducated peasant, for you and me, for everyone. A gift that He wants everyone to receive. Simplicity is indeed truth's most becoming garment, love's most befitting adornment. And so in the simplest terms, our Father sets this gift before us, though it's a gift so profound that our minds cannot comprehend it. Yet He sets it before us in these simplest terms so that we might receive it in childlike faith. The Father announces from heaven that December 25th, or whatever date Jesus was born in the Bethlehem manger, does not suffice to designate the beginning of this child, His son. As he writes in 1 Timothy 3, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifested in the flesh. Sadly, because this truth is beyond our comprehension, many reject it. The Jehovah's Witnesses, for example, defile the Word of Christ by translating the phrase here, the Word was a God. Mormons deny Him by claiming that Jesus only became a divine being in time by virtue of His moral life, in the same way that you can, they claim. The Masonic Lodge and the Scouts reject Him by claiming that all gods are the same. You don't need Jesus. They're just all the same in different dress. Islam and Baha'i graciously admit that, well, He is a prophet, but just a prophet, another man. And so, sadly, already at the time of the end of the first century, when the Holy Spirit caused these words to be written by the Apostle John, there were some that were blaspheming this mystery of godliness by claiming that Jesus is a created being, that He had a beginning. They even dared to seize Moses' words against Christ. They quoted Deuteronomy 6. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. And they said, see, there is only one Lord, one Jehovah. So it can't be Jesus. But the Father from heaven seizes His own words written through Moses out of their hands. He seizes His, in the beginning God created, out of their hands in order to make the truth clear. He demonstrates His Son has no beginning. Ascending into eternity, beyond and above time, He was already there for that in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. And descending into time, everything that ever came into being was made by Him. The Holy Spirit would lead us with the Apostle John in these words to soar up, if you will, as on wings of an eagle, beyond time, space, and matter, into the very heart and mind of God, who is the source and the subject of the revelation then that has descended to us in this stream of time. Yes, the Word was there with God, a second person in the Trinity, and yet at the same time, He was God, the one Jehovah, the one eternal God, the one who precedes all time and all beginnings, the one who planned and made all things that have ever been made. The Lord foretold this in connection with the birth of this child through the prophet Micah. This child would become, He said, whose goings forth have been from old, from everlasting. He proclaimed its fulfillment through Matthew. This child, He declared, shall be called Emmanuel, God with us. He was before time. He began time. He gave Himself in time that He might redeem your time and mine by giving that ultimate price, the price that was needed to atone for the guilt of the sins of the world, the price of the holy, precious blood of the Lord of glory Himself. Because that price has been paid, you can know your sins have been forgiven. You can know that His obedience to God's law is God's own righteousness bestowed upon you. What joy it brings then for us to hear God saying, the Word, this Word, is here. Behold His glory. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Hymn 98, stanzas 1 and 2. 9, 8, 1 and 2.